Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Amateur Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill. Today in Bajan History, Barbadian young women travel to England. March 4th, 1950. On this day, March 4th, 1950, a news bulletin in the Barbados Advocate reported that 20 Barbadian young women had been selected to travel to England to work as domestics in English hospitals. Routinely, advertisements in the local press informed of employment opportunities in the British healthcare system. Females between the ages of 18 and 30 were wooed with multi-year contracts, attractive remuneration, and the prospect of professional training. The recruitment of females from Barbados and other British Caribbean colonies was initiated by the British government to counteract labor shortages in post-war Britain. The Barbadian females enlisted were expected to perform a range of duties, including ward support, kitchen work, and cleaning services. The contingent was scheduled to leave the island aboard the SS Gascoigne on March 21st and were expected to arrive in Plymouth on April 3rd. Their arrival in England would mark the conclusion of the pilot scheme in which 38 Barbadian females were contracted to work in British hospitals. According to reports, the first cohort that travelled to England in 1949 had settled in satisfactorily and were quite happy. British authorities evinced satisfaction with the work ethic of the selectees and noted that they had quickly acclimatized to the winter conditions. Notably, several letters written by Barbadian emigrants thanked the local authorities for providing them the opportunity to work overseas. Vida Eudine Owls of St. George, Dorothy Judith Bailey of St. Michael, Sylvia Breedy of Christ Church, Evelyn Ednis Challoner of St. Lucy, and Phyllis Patricia Innes of St. James were among the enterprising workers sojourning to Britain. In the post-World War II era, thousands of Barbadians and other British Caribbean nationals migrated to the mother country. These migrants were part of what is now referred to as the Windrush Generation. Scores of adventurous Barbadian women who went to work in British hospitals, supported their families with remittances, and also helped to stabilize the British healthcare system.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.